Well, top of the morning to you, everybody. Hope you're having a great, great, great morning. We are off to the races in 2023. And if you have not heard, the theme of ACN this year, coming straight from the president, is unstoppable. That is what we are all going to be, unstoppable this year. Great choice of theme, great choice of language, which brings me to our mojo call this morning, because I want to talk to you about your language and your self-talk. And this was inspired by multiple conversations I've had over the last few days, just chatting with people. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize how we kind of go down a road and turn around and say things that are just going to put us in a position where we are defeating ourselves. Sometimes little habits will sneak in and we start to get sloppy with our language. So I was on an accountability call the other day, and somebody who's very good at ACN, does quite well, has lots of customers, builds a team, does a really good job. He said, "I'm in a slump." And then he started to talk about the things that were going wrong, but his language was, "I'm in a slump." And I said, "You're not in a slump. You're a champion. You don't slump. That doesn't happen for you." He's like, "Well, lately this happened and that happened," and he kind of went through a few examples. I said, "Okay, well then it sounds like you need to reboot. It doesn't sound like you're in a slump." So let me give you guys an example. All of us know what I call the rainbow wheel of torture. Have you ever been working on your laptop or your computer and you're doing something and that little wheel pops up and it starts spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and you can't do anything. You're just sitting there at that moment waiting for the stupid wheel to stop spinning and your computer is kind of freezing. Well, your computer's not trashed. Your computer doesn't need to be thrown out, but sometimes you need to go ahead and restart it. Sometimes you need to go ahead and be in a position where you are just going to go ahead and hit that little restart and reboot your computer. And then boom, it's back up. It's working. It's fantastic. Everything's good to go. And there you are. Everything's perfect. But all you need to do is reboot it. You didn't have to throw out the computer. The computer wasn't in a slump. It just needed a little refresher. So as I was talking with this gentleman on this little accountability group, I said to him, "Hey, you know, maybe you just need to look at your language again. Are you saying too much? Are you saying too little? Are you being too abrupt? Are you not listening enough? Like, what are the different things that you could do?" But the conversation of, "I am in a slump," will lead someone to feel like they are not successful and that everything is going wrong. And you can't go peek somebody, recruit somebody, and present to them with that toxic thought in your head. Because if you walk in like, "I'm in a slump and things aren't working," you're never going to project that character, that charisma, that confidence that people often find to be a magnet and want to follow. Here's another example. Watch when you say, "This always happens to me." Oh my God, unless it's good, never say that. Now, if every time you try and get a customer, they say yes, feel free to say, "This always happens to me." But if that is not the case, never say, "This always happens to me," because it's not true. It's not true. Nothing always happens to everybody. You know, you may invite somebody to a Zoom and three people in a row don't show up. Does that mean it always happens to you? Every single time, always, always, every time you ever invite anybody to a Zoom, they never show up? Of course not. That's not true. You wouldn't want to say anything to yourself like that because you put yourself in a position where you are now convincing yourself you're going to lose. You're expecting that you're going to lose. And you don't want to be in that mindset because, look, at the end of the day, people are drawn to confidence, strength, and power. Sometimes things don't go right. Sometimes people don't do what they said they would do. Sometimes people get in the business and then they go into witness protection. All that stuff will happen, but sometimes it doesn't happen. So why choose language that would disempower yourself? Why choose language that would make you question whether you're good enough or whether you are in a position that you're going to win, because it just gets all over you. And the same way a dog smells fear, a prospect smells defeat, smells lack of confidence, smells weakness. You know, recently I had the blessing of being at the leadership trainings, the RVPs and FDPs down in North Carolina. And Greg Provenzano spoke, Tony Cooper spoke, Mike Kane spoke, all these different people. I mean, it was just awesome. But I got to tell you, rocking it old school was my OG mentor, Larry Raskin. And I don't talk about this a whole lot because Larry's been out of the field for so long that many of you don't realize this. But Larry Raskin was my upline. Larry Raskin, the king of global expansion, was my upline. And what happened is I learned from him. And when I first got on board, I just was starstruck when he would speak. Because when he spoke, he dominated the airspace. If he walked into a room, you just smelled his strength, his confidence, and everybody wanted to follow the dude. It was unfreaking believable. That, of course, is why the company eventually pulled him out of the field and made him in charge of global expansion so he could go take his talents all over the place. But when we were sitting in that meeting in North Carolina, he just walked out, and the minute he opens his mouth, it's like a magnet. Because you just listen to that guy, and you're like, wherever he says he's going, he's going. Whatever he says he's going to do, he's going to do. And you're actually scared not to follow him. And I'd never been in network marketing before. I'd never been in a position where, you know, I'd done any kind of home-based business. But I remember listening to him and being like, man, this dude is up to something. He's going to do big things. He's going to make people wealthy. I got to work my butt off. I need to be around him. I need to earn his attention. Like, all of that went on. And it had been years since I'd really been in a room with him. Now, the great news for all of you is that Larry is now coming back, and he's going to be working in North America again. So we're going to get exposure to him, which is insane, just insane to be able to have that. Now, not all of us are going to be Larry Raskin. Larry Raskin is, you know, like Michael Jordan or whatever you want to say. I mean, he's just a rare breed in the entire industry. But we can be our own version. And it starts with the way you talk to yourself. Because if you don't talk to yourself well, then you will never be in a position where you're going to speak to other people with that power and charisma and magnetism. So it all starts with you. So I invite you to do two things today. Number one, catch yourself. Do you say, excuse me, crappy things to yourself when stuff doesn't go right? Do you get wound up in negativity if somebody lets you down, doesn't show up, you know, whines at you, quits on you, or whatever it is? That's on them. You're the powerhouse. If somebody else is weak and you are strong, you need to be strong enough that you don't take them, let them take you down with them, much less let them change the way you talk to yourself. So watch yourself. Watch what you say. You know, if you're really working the business, then you're going to get yeses, nos, and all that different stuff mixed together. So maybe just over the next week, pay attention to what you auto-think or auto-reply to yourself the minute you don't like what is going on, and catch yourself doing it. The second thing would be, I would intentionally insert language that is really powerful instead. You know, so I'll give you an example. I have a meeting today with somebody that I'm personally recruiting, and I expect her to be dying to do ACN with me. I expect it. Why wouldn't she want to do ACN, and why wouldn't she want to do it with me? Now, I'm not saying that because I'm trying to be, I'm all fancy and I'm an SVP. I'm not saying that because, you know, I make great money or I'm special or anything like that. You know why I'm saying it? Because I'm passionate about what I do. I'm committed with what I do. And when I tell somebody I'm going to help them, I mean I'm going to help them. And if somebody's hungry and they get on the weekly team Zoom every week and they're doing everything, I'm in. Count me in. I'm in the trenches. I want to help that person. So So if she wants an opportunity, why wouldn't she want to do ACN? And if she wants someone to help her, why wouldn't she want somebody who's really into it and passionate and, like, completely committed to what they do? But that's how I'm going into the meeting. And I'm not going into the meeting going, I'm in a slump. Even though the last person who told me they were going to get in said 100% I'm getting started on Friday and never heard from her again. She went into witness protection. But that's not her. That ain't my problem. I'm not going to let her weakness and excuses for not wanting to be a great success story at ACN rub off her bad juju on me. Oh, heck no. I ain't going there. So instead, I'm going to insert language like, well, if she gets it together, I'll be happy to help her. Next. So when you are doing what you are doing, make sure you're conscious of your bad auto self-talk and replies and all that stuff, and put in some good language. If you are going to do a presentation, you should be thinking to yourself, well, I am really excited because when we team up together, this person and I are going to be awesome. Or if they're not going to get in, I'm going back and getting them as a customer. And if they don't want to do either one, that's their problem because I'm going places and I'm going to win. I'm not going anywhere but to the top. And it may seem weird and it may seem corny to you, but ask yourself this. If you watched the Emerge event online last weekend, weren't you drawn to the people who have that passion, strength, and conviction? You know, when you see people like that, if you're into personal development, when Tony Robbins speaks, you don't wonder what he's thinking. You don't wonder if he believes it. You don't wonder if he gets up and says crappy stuff to himself. Millions and millions and millions of people around the world have been impacted by him and follow him because, man, he is passion and conviction and direction, and he's just fierce like that. And that's what you want to train yourself to be. That is absolutely it. And we have some people on this team who are there right now, and I can never go through and, you know, talk about all of them, but I just want to note one person for fun this morning. You can't get on a mojo call with the rhino and wonder if he's got a confidence issue. That dude's like a pastor on fire. It's crazy. But he wasn't always like that. As a matter of fact, before the pandemic, he was not like that. He has evolved and worked on himself to become that kind of person. So I'm just picking one person as an example. You can evolve and become a stronger, fiercer, more magnetic version of yourself. But it takes conscious work. Those are the two pieces. What do you say when stuff goes wrong and knock it off? And what are the things you say as you're building, talking, and meeting with people, whether they say yes or no? Who are you and what empowering things do you say to yourself? So that is my message for you this morning. I hope you all have an outstanding day and you take no prisoners and become unstoppable. Take care.